Call Sabatino with Roland Smith as we continue on. Roland.
Carl, I have a very important question for you.
And launch, as they say.
How important do you think music is to the soul of America?
I think music is indispensable in the soul of America. Cannot move without it.
I want you to be more specific, please. Now, let me just offer a comment or two here.
Please.
You are a music aficionado. Am I correct? I mean, you like, you used
I
to play.
I am considered as such. I used to play.
You were a musician.
Yes.
But because of an injury to your hand, you no longer play the piano, but you were a classical pianist.
That's correct.
All right. So when we talk about the soul of America, are we talking about classical music, or are we talking about any music whatsoever that moves the spirit within anybody?
To answer that question, I give you the 20th century. And I give you the 20th century, actually the latter part of the 19th into the 20th, where Western music morphed into a American-style honky-tonk music, to the music of the roaring 20s, to jazz, to American popular standard music, and on we went. Music has always had its place in time in America, from coming from various sections all across the American demographic, not just from one segment. Jazz primarily being an African-American or black, if you will, a cultural-based music out of New Orleans and the South, country western music emanating from the Midwest, deep South, and on into the western part of America, the honky-tonk, or what I would call American popular standard music out of the great cities of the Northeast. American music is an art into itself. And it's a great study, by the way, in how America has evolved. Okay? And without it, it is our story if you listen carefully.
Well, if you talk about the Northeast, are you talking about Tin Pan Alley?
And all of it. Broadway, the wonderful music that has come out of Broadway, which has no real place. In other words, you can't call it American populist. It's called Broadway. That's why they call it Broadway music. It is a music that speaks in a language all by itself, tells the story all the time.
But most times the great Broadway musicals, as I recall, tell the story of life some other place in America.
Yes.
Like Oklahoma or South,
Japan,
South Pacific.
Of course.
Yeah, yeah.
But they're telling that story based on an American idiom, if you will. It's a sense of the theater as a friend of mine wants to say, in an American alleyway where off Broadway came from, where in these back alleyways, small theaters created the theater of today, and that gets us to the era of vaudeville and the Jewish theater. By the way, another exciting part of American culture was the Jewish theater. It was extraordinary.
It was great, but it passed so quickly.
Very quickly. It left its mark in vaudeville and on Broadway for all time. And by the way, in the new medium, which was developing at the time, which is motion picture, because they played the piano. We could not. It was that's not that music has never been recorded, by the way, because there was no way to record it. Because that music that came out of the Yiddish theater was played in American theaters all across the country to silent films that were playing on the screen.
But it wasn't just, it was not music that was endemic to the Jewish culture.
No, it was used in other forms. That style of music, that form of music, okay, that came out of the Jewish theater was used across the country.
Where the sound and the pace and the rhythm of the music kind of echoed what people were seeing on the screen.
Correct.
Most of this was a spontaneous piano playing.
Correct.
By a very unknown but accomplished pianist in the theater.
And very well accomplished, because they were able to look at a screen and create music for it. Fascinating.
Have you ever played extemporaneously like that?
I have. Not very well. I played the notes but not the music. I was not very good
at
it.
So you have to feel it.
I had to feel it. I had to see it. I had to touch me. And that's why classical music, it moved me.
Oh,
it was a difference.
To this day.
To this day. Carl Sabatino with Roland Smith on this day. We're back. Stay with us.
America Weekend.
Welcome to
American Biker Minute. Motorcycles and snowmobiles together make up only 15% of total sales. So is the company you thought was a motorcycle company really an all-terrain vehicle company in disguise? Today on American Biker Minute, brought to you by Dish Network. $24.99 a month for a year with free installation, free HD for life, and free HD video recorder. Order now to get a free premium channel for 3 months. Call 800-241-9495. Jeff Ryan from American Biker Minute. Is the company you thought was a motorcycle company really an all-terrain vehicle company? The so-called motorcycle company which made Victory and more recently Indian Bikes, the Polaris company. So huge is the all-terrain vehicle manufacturing arm of Polaris, the four-wheeler sales revenue dwarfs that of Indian and Victory motorcycles by a margin of almost 10 to 1. Polaris bought a substantial stake in the Brammo company, a major manufacturer of electric motorcycles. American Biker Minute. Your passport to the open road on two wheels.
Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
What can you do if you're not happy with your job? You have two choices.
You can either change jobs or change the job you have. How do you change it?
First, decide what you want from your current job. When you took it, you made the best decision you could, but now things have changed.
You know more about your company, and more importantly, you know more about yourself. So what do you want now? That's the first thing to consider.
Second, talk to your supervisor or your human resources people. Tell them what you want from your job. See what options they have.
If they can't come up with anything that fits, you'll know it's time to change jobs.
Either way, you'll be happier. That's Big Success.
Find Big Success at BIGGSuccess.com. Are you an inventor? If you have an invention or idea you want to patent and bring to market, call InventHelp now. They have all the information you need for free. Call 1-800-419-3996. That's 800-419-3996.